Hello, and welcome to the broadcast for Sunday, the 14th of August. We're just going to quickly go into this quiz. So you are going to need a piece of paper and a pen to write your answers down. And I'll quickly go through the questions, and then I'll say all the answers at the end. So because we're doing that way, we're not going to have a little quiz at the beginning to get your minds going. Hopefully your minds are in gear and you're good to go. So we're just going to kick off straight away. Now, for every question, and there are 15 questions in all, but each question, there's a hard question and an easy question. So you can decide which one you want to answer, or if you want to answer both, then that is good. So we'll start off with the easy questions first. So question one, easy question. How many commandments are there? How many commandments are there? You can write the answer down. The harder question is, which commandment has a promise attached to it? Which commandment has a promise? Question two. Easy. What type of leaf did people put before Jesus' donkey? What type of leaf did people put before Jesus' donkey? This was the time when Jesus entered Jerusalem. The hard question, what Jewish feast was being celebrated? That was during Easter, but what Jewish feast was being celebrated? Question three, how many days was Jesus dead for? How many days was Jesus dead for? And the hard one, who was the first person to see Jesus after he's resurrected? Who was the first person to see Jesus after he's resurrected? Question four. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 6, the angel says, he is not here, he is, what's that last word? In Matthew 28, verse 6, the angel says, he is not here, he is, you need to fill in that last word. The hard question, which disciple did not believe the others when they told him Jesus had appeared before them? Which disciple did not believe the others when they told him Jesus had appeared before them? Question five. Easy one. Which number is considered to signify God's governance? Which number is said to signify God's governance? And the hard question, in Romans chapter 5, verse 4, the Bible says, while we were, and there's a word to fill in here, Christ died for us. In Romans chapter 5, verse 4, the Bible says, while we were something, Christ died for us. That word starts with the same letter of the alphabet. It starts and ends with the same letter of the alphabet. I'll give you that little clue, just to make it a little bit easier. Okay. Question six. Who did Rebecca get married to? Who did Rebecca get married to? And the hard one, what were her twin sons' names? What were her twin sons' names? Don't think that one is that hard, really, but there we are. Question 7. The easy one. What did Rahab use to show the Israelites' army where she lived? What did Rahab use to show the Israelite army where she lived? And the hard one, in which town did Rahab live? In which town did Rahab live? Or city? I think they call it a city. So in which town did Rahab, in which city did Rahab live? Question 8. The easy one. Who was the soldier about to kill Abigail's husband? Who was the soldier who said he was going to kill Abigail's husband and all the men, basically? He was going to kill a lot of people. He wanted to kill her husband and all the other men because they hadn't given him any food. And the hard part of question A, what was Abigail's husband's name? What was Abigail's husband's name? Question 9, easy part. What job did Deborah do? What job did Deborah do? And the hard part, who was the woman who killed Sisera? In the story of Deborah, who was the woman who killed Sisera? Question 10. The easy one. Who was Ruth's mother-in-law? Who was Ruth's mother-in-law? What was her name? And the hard one of that, who was her son? The hard part, who was her son? Question 11. The easy one. When we looked at John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible said, God did something to show that he loved us. What did God do to show that he loved the world? You might remember it. It was one of our memory verses. And the hard one comes from John chapter 10, verse 10. What were the three things that the Bible says the thief comes to do? What are the three things the Bible says the thief comes to do? I hope I'm not going too fast. You will have to pause the tape if you need more time. Try to speak as slowly as I can. Number 12, the easy one. How many fruits of the Spirit are there? How many fruits of the Spirit are there? And the hard one is name them. Name all of them. I really do have to give you a bit of time. And while you're writing them down, just to let you know, all these things I've taken from 15 of the weeks Each question comes from something we've discussed and something I've taught, so it shouldn't be too difficult, but I did want to make it a little bit tricky and get your little brain cells, your gray cells going. So number 13, when we're looking at the armor of God, we say the belt of, can you fill in the blank? What is it called? The belt of what? That word is the answer. That's the easy one. The hard one is to name all six pieces of the armor of God. Name all six pieces of the armor of God. You really will have to pause it now, I think, while you write all of them down. Just trying to give you a bit more time. It'll be very good. I mean, just name as many as you can. That will be good. Question 14. How many disciples did Jesus have? How many disciples did Jesus have? And the hard part of that, name all the ones whose names began with J. And there are five of them. The hard part is name all the disciples whose name began with J. There are five names to find. Good luck. Give you a little bit more writing time. And the last question, question 15. When we were looking at Psalm 23, the Bible says, the Lord is my, fill in the blank. What word does it use to describe the Lord? Psalm 23 starts by saying, the Lord is my. Try and guess, what was it? The Lord is my what? And the hard one, what were the four words used to describe the valley? When I talked about it, I talked a lot about the valley and the type of valley it was. What were the four words that we used to describe that valley? Right, so that's all the questions. Give you a couple more seconds just to finish writing down your answers. I hope you felt you had enough time. As I said, you can always pause the recording, but I can't have too many gaps because some people might be ready to get going. So it can be a bit difficult when you're doing a quiz to know how much time to give people. But you don't have to write a whole essay. You're just simply writing the answer. So hopefully that should be okay. So question one, how many commandments are there? There are 10. There are 10 commandments that we generally talk about. Which commandment has a promise? The fifth commandment has a promise, and it says, honor your father and mother, so that it will be well with you in the land that the Lord has given you. Question 2. What type of leaf do they put before Jesus' donkey? That was at the time of Easter, when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, and the crowds gathered and they put palm leaves on the floor for Jesus' donkey to walk over, to signify that he was an important person, he was a king. And the hard one, which Jewish festival is celebrated during that time, it is Passover, the feast of Passover. Question three. This was when we were talking about Easter. How many days was Jesus dead for? Jesus was dead for 3 days. And the hard question, who was the first person to see Jesus after his resurrection? That was Mary. She went to the tomb first and saw Jesus. Question four. Matthew 28, verse 6, the angel says to Mary, "He is not here, he is risen." The answer I was looking for was the word risen. And the hard question, which disciple did not believe the others when they told him Jesus was resurrected? And that was Thomas. He was not with them at that time. And when he came back, and the others said, "Jesus has risen and he came and he was here with us," Thomas did not believe him until he had seen Jesus for himself. Question five. Which number is considered to be God's governance? That's the number 10. When I was listening back to the tapes, it was on one of the little fun quizzes that I do where I was asking which number. You were guessing for the number 10, and it was the one that's considered to be God's governance number. And the harder one, in Romans chapter 5, verse 4, the Bible says that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And the word we wanted was sinners, which I thought was quite clever in that it starts with an S and ends with an S. So the answer was sinners for number 5, the hard one. Number 6, this was when we were looking at our Wonder Women of Power, and we talked about Rebecca. The easy question, who did Rebecca get married to? The answer was Isaac. She got married to Isaac. And the hard part of that question, what were her twin sons' names, Esau and Jacob? So if we got both of them right, I guess that will be 2 points, really. So well done. Question 7. This was when we looked at Rahab as one of the Wonder Women. I think I got these two questions the wrong way around. The easy question was, which town or which city did Rahab live in? So I hope you got that right. It was the city of Jericho. That's where Rahab lived. She lived in the city of Jericho. And then the slightly harder question, which was, what did Rahab use to show the Israelites' army where she lived? She put a red rope or cloth outside the window. So if you put red cloth or red rope, that's absolutely fine. Well done for getting that right. And then question 8 was when we were talking about Abigail. And the easy question was, who was the soldier who was going to kill Abigail's husband? If you remember that David and his soldiers were running away from Saul, wanted to kill David, and they were hungry, and they asked Abigail's husband for food, and he refused, and they were so cross they were going to kill all the men, including Abigail's husband. So the soldier was David. And the second question, the harder one, was, what was Abigail's husband's name? And his name was Nabal. He was the man who acted rather foolishly. And Abigail was able to stop David being so cross, and she gave him some food and said that unfortunately her husband was not a very clever person. So she managed to save the day and a lot of people's lives. Number 9 was when we looked at Deborah, and the easy question was, what was Deborah's job? Deborah was a judge and a prophetess. So if you put either one of those, you can get your mark, you can get your point. And then when we looked at Deborah, she was asked to go to join the army fighting. And there was a woman who killed the king called Sisera. And that woman's name, which was the hard question, was Jael. So what was the woman who killed Sisera? And that woman's name is Jael. I hope you got that right. Question 10. This was when we were looking at the story of Ruth. Who was Ruth's mother-in-law? The answer to that is Naomi. I hope you got that right. And the slightly harder question, who was Ruth's son? If you remember that she got married to Boaz and they had a son called Obed. And Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of King David. So it shows that she was involved in that bloodline. Question 11. The easy question was based on John chapter 3 verse 16. And it was, to show his love, what did God do? And that Bible verse says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him will not die but have everlasting life. So what did God do? God gave. He gave his son, Jesus. If you've put gave, then that's fine. Or you could put gave his son, Jesus. And then we also looked that same week at John chapter 10, verse 10. And the question was, what are the three things that the thief comes to do? And John chapter 10, verse 10 says, the thief comes but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus has come that we might have life and have it to the full. So the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That was the answer. Question 12. How many fruits of the Spirit are there? There are 9 fruits of the Spirit. And then the harder question was to name all of them. I hope you got that right. So they are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. I hope you remember them. We did have a song to go with that. So, very funny song, but yeah, I remember it well. Question 13, another one when we talked about it. We also had a song to go with this about the armor of God. And we talked about all the parts of the armor of God and how they affect our lives and how they can help us. And the easy question was, one of the parts of the armor of God is the belt of, and the answer is truth. It's the belt of truth. I hope you got that. The harder question was to name all the six pieces of the armor of God. I always start from the top. So it'll be a helmet of salvation, belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, a shield to quench the arrows of the devil, the sword of the spirit, and the shoes to protect us from, in preparation to speak the gospel. Okay, so those were the six pieces: helmet, belt, shield, sword, and shoes. And question 14, when we were talking about the disciples, this was part of the series of things that Christians should know, which we've just finished. How many disciples did Jesus have? The answer to that is 12. And then the slightly harder part was naming all the ones that began with the letter J. And there are five of them. And they are James, and another James, John, Judas, and another Judas. So that makes five. James, John, Judas, and Judas. The last question, question 15, the easy part. The Lord is my what? This was based on Psalm 23, which we spoke about a few weeks ago when we started looking at the Psalms. And Psalm 23 starts, "The Lord is my shepherd." The answer you wanted was shepherd. And the slightly hard part of it, the four words that describe the valley. Because in verse 4 it says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me." So the four words that describe that valley were deep, dark, shadow, and death. That it was a deep valley, it was dark, it had a shadow over it that made it even darker, and it was surrounded by death, in that nothing was growing and nothing was coming out. Right, well, I hope you enjoyed that quiz. That's just a summary of 15 of the things that we've discussed over the last few weeks during lockdown. If you feel you want to have a listen to any of these again, remember they are available on the church website. And it's also the place that you can go to listen to any of the songs that we've heard. And just go back and you'll hear some of the quizzes that I've done before each of the sessions. But I hope you enjoyed that quiz and I hope it challenged you just to see how much you remember and see whether there's anything you want to go back and learn more about or to hear again. So do take care. God bless you. And hopefully I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.